Today on Real Radio.
Be confident that His will is at work. God does not sleep. There is no way that you and I can appreciate that fully without trials and difficulties.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series called The Disciplines of Life, a collection of studies that applies scriptural principles to our lives as true disciples of Jesus. The well-informed believer understands that he is in an unseen but very real battle. We sometimes refer to it as spiritual warfare. And this helps us to understand why the authors of Scripture use military terminology so often. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a topical presentation called The Discipline of Defense.
You know when new believers make a decision, we tell them right up front, right here. We tell them, here's your Bible, start reading it, come to every service you can, dive into all these wonderful things that you can get involved in. And if you have a question about what you read in the Bible, ask God first. And then call us. Ask God first. Don't allow yourself to be manipulated into a hurry because we need to learn how to wait on the Lord. I looked this up today. In 1709, the English poet Alexander Pope wrote, "Fools rush in where angels fear to tread." Why do fools rush ahead? Because they can't wait. Come on, in our lives we've made the dumbest decisions because we wouldn't wait. And listen, I know I'm going to get a letter about this from somebody, but I'm just using this as an example. When you go buy a car, or now, I don't know, do they give cars away now or what? Or do they even make cars anymore? I don't even know. Listen, mister, if you don't buy that car, I got a guy coming down. He says he's going to be here in about an hour and a half to buy that car. If you don't buy it now, it's going to be gone. You'll never get that one again. Listen, don't ever get backed into the corner like that. Oh man, you know what? If you don't buy this house, you know, you got 5 minutes, you got to sign on the paper. Listen, God is never in a hurry and He doesn't put His kids in that place either. It's very, very important. Wait. Psalm 62:1 says this, "Truly my soul silently waits for God. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be," listen, "greatly moved." And when you read that, you go, I don't like that verse because I don't want to be moved at all. Look, I shall not be greatly moved. Well, the word means in Hebrew, I will not be shaken to the core. I love the reality of the Bible. Listen, church, are we not all moved? We're moved. We have pressures, we have difficulties, but the Bible says you're not going to get knocked off your horse. Oh, it's going to move, it's going to shake, we're moving, but you're not going to fall down. Point number three, the disciplines of defense is this, stand in the power of His might. Oh, this is important. Church, listen, are you not tempted to panic, jump from the fire, pan into the fire, as people would say? Oh my goodness, what's going to happen? I'm under attack, or whatever it might be. Listen, the disciplines of defense is to learn this, stand in the power of His might. And how do you do that? You know what? First of all, you take your Bible, and because you're getting up earlier now, you got more of it, you're doing Philippians, and you're going to read it, and you're going to stand there, and God, I promise you, as you read the next 2 weeks, your life will literally work in concert with the scriptures you're reading. Watch what happens. And something's going to happen, and you're going to go, wait a minute. I know where to stand about this thing. I know what to say. I read it yesterday. You watch what happens. And let me tell you, your faith will just grow. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want greater faith? Only comes one way. I met a man last Sunday. He said, Pastor Jack, I live in Temecula, and I come here now on Sundays. Been listening to the radio program, and I said, Temecula. I said, you know, you drive past about 17 great churches to get here. I go, man, you need to save your gas. And he said, no way. I'm coming. And you guys, what are you guys, driving from the lake? Where are you? Crestline. We need to call a doctor for these two. Hey, listen, the amazing thing. That gentleman said, as I'm driving along, as I'm going to work and I'm listening to the program, he said, I got you on my podcast. He said, the time just goes by because I'm in a Bible school. I'm in a Bible class and I'm hearing the word of God. Listen, that guy's faith is growing and that's how it happens. Would to God our phones and TVs would blow up, you know? That we'd hang on to the Bible more. Stand in the power of his might. Patriot, revolutionary Samuel Adams said, we shall never be abandoned by heaven while we act worthy of its aid and protection. And I love that quote. We shall never be abandoned by heaven while we act worthy of its aid and protection. Did you get that? Samuel Adams said that if we are in the right cause and we've got heaven's approval for what we're standing for, we can expect this. Heaven will never abandon us. And you and I, our Father is God. We are his children. We have his eternal word. And if we act worthy of his protection, we will never be abandoned. Do you believe that, church? You are invincible if you are engaged in the things of God. Stay that way. What's the greatest defense against an evil age? Hey, you know what? For you and I, stay committed to what God's called us to. Don't move. Don't waver. That's why we need one another, to encourage each other along. I don't want to sound cold. I'm not cold when I say this. I have to confess, it's a discipline that I've learned. You're looking at a guy who's been mocked all his life. Because of that, I was a very violent man. Thank God he saved me. I tell you, thank God the Lord rescued me because I probably would have been in prison today or dead. I was mocked all my life for stuttering so bad, I could hardly put a sentence together, couldn't even recite the wedding vows in my wedding because I stuttered so terribly. But all my life growing up, singled out, made fun of, I can tell you classrooms, I can see it in my mind's eye where the teacher said, stand on top of the desk and read the book. Hey class, you want to hear him read the book? To stand in front of people? No way. I used to fake getting sick so I would stay home from school because I couldn't face the people. And I can't tell you some of the other things that some gangs did. Oh, he stutters, let's do this. And they held me down and they had fun. Why am I saying this? Because all my life I grew up with this. If I don't defend myself, nobody will. And I began to hurt people. And I learned how to hurt people in football because I was so angry. And I could defend myself. And then I come to Jesus at the age of 19 and I find out, wait a minute, Jack, don't defend yourself any longer. Lord, are you what? Don't defend yourself any longer. That's what I do, Jack. I defend you now. Amen. And listen, even to this hour, I've learned this the hard way, but listen, I'm glad I learned it. When people attack you, when people write stuff in the newspaper about you, let it go, my friend. The truth's gonna come out someday and it will be glorious. And you need to stand like that. You need to be fearless. Paul said, none of these things move me. Why? Because he said, I know the one in whom I've been persuaded. At the end of the day, and I mean at the end of the day of eternity, when we stand before God, maybe sooner, you know, maybe in this life, you stand there, God is your defense, let him defend you. The wicked shall perish. That's God's business. Stand in the power of his might. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:16, at my first defense, no one stood with me. All forsook me. May it not be charged against them. Verse 17, 2 Timothy 4, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. What a great word, huh? That's an awesome statement. I suggest that you and I stay away from the power that you and I have. It'll lead you to destruction. Let him be your defense. In Romans 12:18, if it is possible, as much as it is possible, As much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. That's a great verse. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Some of you maybe, well, not some of you maybe, almost every human being has got justified hurts in their life. You've really been hurt and you've really been wronged and you were really maligned and you were innocent in that thing and you're broken. Maybe you came home and found all of your furniture gone and your family gone. I don't know. Or that boss turned to you and with all that's going on in the company and all the, they fired you and you're the only loyal guy they had. I don't know, but they're justified hurts. You hurt, it's for real, and you're right. What are you going to do about it? Go postal? Don't do that. What are you going to do? You're going to say, Lord, take care of it. May I tell you, David was very good at that. David prayed for his enemies. Did you know that? Yes. He prayed, dear Lord, break their teeth off in their mouth. He did.
Well, that's why I only read the New Testament.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Paul said, Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May God repay him for all of his evil works done against me. Wow. Yes, we pray for our enemies that God would save them. But let his power be your defense. Number four, know what his word says. I'm going to give you a string of verses. Get ready. Here they go. Know what his word says. I'm just going to read it and we'll move on. 2 Timothy 4:14. I just said it. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. Let the Lord deal with the problem. Number two, this is what his word says. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us. Some of you are not writing this down, and then you're going to come crying next week, and I'm not going to listen to you because you should have wrote it down. You're looking at me like I'm speaking some foreign language here. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. What a great verse to pray. Oh, Lord, your name is a strong tower. Come on. There's nobody watching but us. This is what I do. Lord, your name is a strong tower. I didn't say that to you. You said it to me. And so I want to see that tower. The Lord and I, we have a relationship. We have an understanding. I need to see your name as a strong tower. Lord, I'm going to run into it. You said I'll be saved. Here I come. Ready or not, I'm coming. Because I have nowhere to go. I'm coming to you. And I'm going to run into that strong tower, and I'm running now. Here I come. And you go. And you run, and you put your hand to the plow, and you do not look back. Amen. And you run to him. Psalm 61:1, hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Who said that? David. You and I, listen, it is safe to say, in our life, we have never experienced the pain and the trauma that David experienced. Read his life. Much of the Bible, the Old Testament's about his life. And it's a messed up life. Misunderstood, constantly, attacked by everybody he knew. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. That word trust in Proverbs 3:5, mark it. This is amazing. The word means to be careless, carefree, safe, secure, bold, free. It means to be reckless. Look at that verse. Look at those screen. Be reckless in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Isn't that great? Be carefree in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't worry. You cannot stop a life that lives that verse alone in this world. You can't stop a person who will choose tonight to live that verse. wherever you're at in the world, to say, you know what? I am going to trust in the Lord. And I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. With all of my heart, I'm coming to him. So here I come. It's an amazing thing to realize. Number five, be confident that his will is at work. Church, he does not sleep. I was speaking to a lieutenant general or whatever his title is in Israel. And I was blessed in the communication that was going on back and forth. And in the dialogue, I, being a pastor, a Gentile Christian, gave him a little bit of his Old Testament. And it kind of rattled him because I used this verse. I said, listen, with all that I'm hearing, just remember this. He who keeps Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. And I cited that verse. And it kind of shook him a little bit. How'd you know that verse? Because it's in your book. How'd you know the book? I got a book. I got the book. Be confident that his will is at work. God does not sleep. There is no way that you and I can appreciate that fully without trials and difficulties. Listen, our fathers in the faith before us suffered great persecution, but they were confident. Have you read Fox's Book of Martyrs? By the way, you don't have to read it now. You can even get it online, audible.com. Drive, commute, listen to Fox's Book of Martyrs. It'll change your life. Fox's Book of Martyrs. The confidence and the grace of God of those who were persecuted to death, bitterly mistreated, slandered, gossiped, physically attacked, mocked, sometimes by their own family, hated. Do we believe this next verse? Don't say yes too quickly. I have my doubts. Romans 8:28. And we know, that word means that Paul assumes that his listeners, his readers, they know this. Know what? And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purposes, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. What in the world does that mean? This is it. Watch this. For we know that all things, what do you think all means, anybody? All things work together for good to those who love God. Don't answer. Don't answer. Do you? Don't answer. To those who are called according to his purposes, for whom he foreknew. You know what's great? Watch this. Watch me. Look at this. See this? Am I going to go left or right? I went right. He knew I would go right before he ever made Jupiter and Saturn and Mars. He foreordained. He foreknew. He knew. And he knows. How can you and I escape his protection from heaven when he knows everything? You say, well, Jack, if he knows everything, why didn't he keep me from getting into that mess? Because Adam and Eve, that's in us. We are sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. We must choose. But if we love him, we will walk in the path that he's established for us to his purpose and for his glory. And so our great cause tonight is to say, Lord, lead me in your way everlasting. Lead me in the path of righteousness, O God. Be alive in my life. Psalm 46:1, God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in trouble. Are you in trouble? Call on him. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And in California, that could be literal. Number six, we'll end with this. The disciplines of defense is remind yourself about the facts. This is what I love, and this is why I'm a Christian. Our faith is founded upon fact. I spent my former career in a laboratory. Physicians would come to our laboratory from all over the world. Very top secret location. It was amazing. Incredible security, clearance, awesome. You thought you're going into NASA. And these doctors would come with these ideas, and they had these incredible things. You'd put stuff together and see, and now is this what you were thinking? Yeah, I think of that. And you put it together. Okay, let's see what happens. Just pump some blood through that baby and see if it's going to work. And you know what? You put the thought to the test because you took the concept and you made it something you could touch. And if you could touch it, and if it was someday maybe going to wind up in somebody's chest, then you better be able to see if you can break it now before you break it in somebody's body. And so you put it through the trial run. You know what? See this? For thousands of years, this has gone through the trial run of humanity. It has never, once, ever failed. We've failed, but it has not failed. And it shall never fail. So here is facts only. Fact. Psalm 17:7. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you, from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye, the cornea of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who oppress me, from my deadly enemies who surround me. Make that your prayer. Fact, Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Guess what? Coming from my office to the sanctuary, from the next building over, a little beautiful girl ran up to me in the courtyard. Pastor Jack, Pastor Jack, Pastor Jack, one of your kids. She said, I got something to tell you. I said, what is it? And she quoted Isaiah 41:10. And it was in my notes tonight. You know what that does to me? Yes. Out of the mouth of babes. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fact. Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always before my face, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Fact. Psalm 62:6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Fact, Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. And all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a presentation called The Discipline of Defense, a topical message on what God's written word says about the unseen battle in which every believer is engaged. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called The Disciplines of Life, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, of course, one of the best ways to be disciples of the divine Messiah is to study his life, what he said, what he claimed, what he accomplished, and so forth. Which is precisely why Pastor Jack taught the series, The Life and Times of Jesus Christ. We actually aired the series here on Real Radio. It's a fascinating examination of what Scripture says about history's most influential figure. And now we're offering Pastor Jack's CD series, The Life and Times of Jesus Christ. All we ask for is a gift of any size toward the outreach of Real Radio. Whether you call, click, or write, just ask for the CD series by name, The Life and Times of Jesus Christ. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Our telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. If you'd like to do things the traditional way, you can send in your gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact information can always be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.